Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I was preparing today for this message tonight, and I was like halfway through, and I accidentally hit delete. I was like, oh no. So I typed in a word, and it recovered. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I don't know. Sometimes I do that. I think I'm getting older or something. I don't do funny things, you know, just crazy stuff. But I think I woke my wife up because she was sleeping. I go, oh, no. So anyway, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. It's good to see everybody tonight. And you know what I want to do tonight? All the college and career, you guys are going to help me preach tonight. I want all you guys to sit right here. Amen. Because we're just looking at a void right here. Praise God. How many is thankful for our college and career? Amen. Amen. They're a great group of kids, young adults. Amen. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Right there. Amen. They're going to help me preach tonight. Amen. If we can stand tonight for the reading of the word, I just want to say thank you to Bishop Abbott, Pastor Grogan, who is not here, for the opportunity and the privilege to stand behind this platform and preach to you precious people. Amen. I don't take it lightly. I don't think it's just something that we get to do. And, you know, Bishop was teaching this morning, and I really enjoy his teaching. And he was talking about the man that said, I have a message for Sunday night. I got a Sunday night message. Amen. And I just really feel like I got a Wednesday night message. Amen. But I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. You guys are a bunch of great people, and it's a privilege and an honor to stand before you tonight. Amen. Romans 11:29. It says, for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Amen. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Let's pray tonight. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word, God. I thank you for your precious people. God, I pray tonight that you would help me, God, that you would help all of us tonight, God, to receive your word. God, we give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise before you're seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And thinking about this, what I was going to talk about tonight, Jonathan preached Wednesday night, and I'd already had something on my heart, and Jonathan preached my message, man. And so I struggled with it, and I said, you know what? If Jonathan did such a great job, by the way, Wednesday night. If you weren't here, you missed it. Amen. Just give it up for Brother Jonathan. I wish I could just flow like him. He was up here flowing and doing everything. Amen. He did such a great job. Seriously. But I was thinking about what he's preached, and I said, you know, I was wrestling what to preach and maybe to preach something else. But you know what? If God knows what we need and when we need it, amen? Yeah. Amen. And I believe that tonight. And so there are many different individuals that tonight I can in this, what I'm talking about, can to maybe use as a reference or a background. But just, we're going to talk about Job here probably for a little bit. And I had some other scriptures I'll read in your hearing, and then I'll get to them here in just a few moments. In Job 1:1, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Amen. And in Job 23:8-9, it says, behold, this is Job speaking. He said, behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. It says, he hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. Amen. And David says in Psalms, he says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Amen. I want to start tonight in Romans, my point in Romans 11:29. Amen. For the gifts, if I can get that back on there. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Amen. If we study the word of God and we look at the word of God tonight, we understand that I believe this scripture is directed to Israel. We know that God loves Israel. Amen. That he loves that nation. For we know tonight in the Bible, the word of God tells us that God is long-suffering. That God is love. Amen. We find in scripture that there is no one like God. Amen. And like God's love. Is anybody thankful tonight for the love of God? Amen. The love of God reaches deep. It reaches low. There is nothing compared to the love of God. Amen. And so we find in scripture that God loves Israel and that he loves them. And there's scripture after scripture after scripture that shows his love for his people. We know in Galatians it tells us about the fruits of the Spirit. And it mentions long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and love and on and on. That is because we are called to be a reflection of Jesus Christ. He's telling us that we are to bear these things and we should have these attributes that God has. And we're supposed to be like Christ. Amen. We serve a God who loves us. We serve a God who is long-suffering. We serve a God that is good to us when we're not even good to ourselves. That's the kind of God that we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My point tonight is simply to say, I don't have this far drawn out message, but the point that I want to make tonight is that God loves you. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God loves you. I know that sounds silly and it sounds repetitive when the preacher says, look at your neighbor and tell them this or tell them that. But I'm telling you today that sometimes it's the littlest things in life that we struggle with. It's the littlest things in life that we need to be reassured of. And I've come to reassure somebody tonight that God loves you and that God has a plan for you and God has called you and God has gifted you and God is for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so his attributes are the same today. God has not changed, amen, nor has he changed his mind. He is still on the throne. He is still in power, amen. He is still a way maker. He is still a provider, amen. He is still everything that you thought he was, amen. He is still reigning. He's still on the throne, amen. Does anybody believe what I'm saying tonight? Hallelujah. We've got to believe that he is. Are we handicapped God in our life? We've got to believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are you stopped God in your life? You've got to first and foremost believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't know about you tonight, but I've come to seek God with all my heart and all my soul tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need God in my life. Amen. And I've got to search for him. And I've got to seek him while he may be found, the scripture says. Hallelujah. And so it is God. Amen. God is on our side. He is moving. He's still in power. Amen. I believe tonight that there are good things for those that love God. Amen. I'm going to say that again. I believe that there is good for those that love God. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans in 8:28, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. And for them that are called according to our purpose. No, but for them that are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So we've got to link up to the purpose to get the flow of God in our lives. Hear me tonight, we've got to link up with God. If God's not moving in your life, if God's not moving in your home, if God's not moving in your marriage, you've got to link up to God so you can get that flow in your life, so you can get that presence of God in your life, so you can get that help in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bishop talked about this morning, we've got to serve and we've got to work and we got to stay at it. Amen. We've got to continue. We've got to continue for God. This whole living for God is this whole living for God business. It's continual. It's progressive. It doesn't take a day off. It doesn't stop. Amen. But God has called us to be progressive. You've got to understand tonight when God speaks, things are created. He is a moving God. Amen. And he created a moving church that is on the move. He's created a church that is so moving that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the living church. Amen. So we've got to be moving. We've got to be flowing with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so it's a continual thing in living for God. And sometimes, like I said, we preachers, we sound repetitive. Amen. And we say things and it's like, man, that preacher's always saying that. They're always saying your situation or this or that. Because again, it's really the little things in life, the simple things that we get stuck on. Amen. But I just want to come today, and I just want to come here today and remind you and tell you that God is for you and that God loves you. Amen. And that God has your best interests at hand. And I don't care what you're going through today, that God can do it. And God will do it today if you will just believe. If you'll just have faith. I know that's repetitive. If you'll just believe. Amen. I said, if you'll just believe. If you'll just believe tonight that he is. Hallelujah. 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 Our faith is so critical in our walk with God. Our faith is so paramount. It's so powerful. It's so needed. Whatever you want to put in front of it, we need to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we are ever going to obtain what God has in store for us, we got to be steady. Like Bishop was talking about this morning, we've got to be steady so we can be ready to receive. Amen. And no, I'm not a rapper this morning, but that sounds pretty good. Amen. You've got to be steady so you can be ready to receive what God has for you. I was in awe this morning. I was talking to my wife about it on the way home, about the lesson that we heard this morning and just hearing how the work that went on the church and how they bought the property and how they did this and how they did that. And somebody was working. Somebody was investing. Somebody was looking down through the future and says, I'm going to do something now so there can be a tomorrow. Amen. I want to tell you today, if we're going to be productive in living for God, we've got to do something today. We've got to do something now. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We've got to be progressive. Amen. We've got to be progressive so we can receive. Amen. John the Baptist, he said it when he said it right when he said it in John 3 and 30. He said, he must increased, but I must decrease. You see, he understood the purpose. John understood his place. He understood the power. He understood the authority. He understood the flow of God. He understood if I will decrease, then God can increase. Because if you can ever get God to increase on your life, amen, then you have the blessings of God on your life. Then you can walk in the favor and the authority of God. Amen. And so John understood his purpose. And so here's the dilemma at times. We get it all mixed up. We try to figure things out in our own human reasoning. Amen. And many times we take God out of the equation because we're thinkers. Amen. And the world has geared us with solutions every way you turn. There's a solution for this and there's a solution for that. And the world has an answer for everything. But I've come to tell somebody tonight that there is only one answer, and that's Jesus Christ. There is only one answer when you're sick in body. There is only one answer when you don't have enough money to pay the bills. There is only one answer, and that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe that tonight? Hallelujah. 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 And so we get it mixed up. We need more of God and less of us. And so the way that we are realign ourselves properly is we change our purpose and we change our direction. Amen. I'm just going to be real today. His way doesn't always make sense. God's way is not even necessarily our first choice sometimes, our mind. Amen. Because I'm just a human being today. I'm a flawed individual. If you want to find something on me, you can find it pretty quick. Amen. And I don't always make the right choices. And sometimes I try to figure things out my own way. And man, but my way is not necessarily God's way. Amen. But God's way is always right. And it's always true. Amen. Hallelujah. I said God's way is always right. Amen. And today in living for God still requires faith in God. faith toward God. No matter what we go through, or no matter what happens, or no matter what didn't happen. Let me say that again. No matter what didn't happen, we can find ourselves in a place, if we're not careful, disconnected and set aside from God because we feel that God had given us a word, or God had spoken something over us, or the preacher had come to us and spoke a word over us, and we knew that it was of God, and we felt the anointing, and we felt the Holy Ghost, and we felt the power of God, and surely we knew that God had spoken a word to me, that God was going to bring my lost loved one back, that God was going to bring my significant other back to the house of the Lord, that God was going to anoint my ministry, that God was going to do whatever he said he was going to do. Amen. And so sometimes I'm talking to you tonight about the gaps of life. And sometimes in this life we live, there are gaps that happen. There are letdowns. There are failures. There are disappointments that happen because we feel like sometimes something hasn't happened the way that we thought it should happen. Sometimes we even feel like God has left us and we are all by ourselves. Amen. I read in your hearing tonight that David cried out to the Lord. He said, Lord, where are you? God, I need you tonight. Job, I read in your hearing tonight, he said, I looked on the left, I looked on the right, and I couldn't see you. Hallelujah. And so many times in life, in the gaps of life, we feel that way. Hallelujah. But no matter what we go through, and no matter what has happened, amen, our faith has to remain in God. You see, without faith, today we are nothing but sinking ships. Amen. God is our only hope. He is our salvation. Hallelujah. If God is going to be your rewarder, if God is going to bless you, if God is going to use you, if God is going to touch you, then you've got to have faith. Amen. He is your rewarder tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man says you can't. Man says you won't, but God says you can and you will. Amen. Situations say it's not possible, but God says all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight that our faith is important. Our faith is critical, amen, in our walk with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song that they sang was so powerful because it was something that happens when you begin to invoke the name of Jesus. There's something that happens when you begin to vocalize that God can and that God will. You've got to start to believe that God can. You've got to change your mindset. You've got to change the way you've been walking and start thinking and start saying God can and God will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are not the tail, we are the head. Amen. We are the body of Christ. We are the blessed. Amen. God wants to use you. God wants to anoint you. God wants to put his hand on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we've got to follow the principles of God. There are laws in the Word of God. And we've got to follow those laws. Amen. You can either be a blessed individual or you can be a non-blessed individual. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But with God, all things are possible. The writer said that he must increase, but I must decrease. And I'm talking to us tonight about living in the gaps of life. The Bible says, for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Yes, God was referring to Israel. And we know today that we are the seed of Abraham. Amen. And so God is not only talking to Israel today, but God is talking to you. God is talking to me. We know that his love is patient toward us. We know that God is long-suffering and that God is good to us. Amen. God is good to us. Amen. And so the Bible shows shows us his mercy and his love throughout the Old Testament toward Israel. In the New Testament, it shows us his love for us through Calvary. We are one and the same today. The point that I want to make right now is that the gifts and the calling of God is without repentance. I'm talking about a God tonight, church, that has not changed his mind. He doesn't change his mind. Amen. Tell your neighbor tonight, he hasn't changed his mind. I'm so glad that God hasn't wrote me off. I'm so glad that God is not done with me. I'm so glad that God is not done with you. Amen. If you'll just believe tonight, God can do something in your life tonight. God can rekindle the fire in your life tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But God is looking for faith, and God is looking for worship. God is not looking for perfection tonight. If you read the word of God, you find prostitutes, harlots, murderers, thieves that God pulled out and God called and God gifted to reach a world that was lost and dying and going to a devil's hell. So don't tell me tonight that it's too late for you. Don't tell me tonight that God has forgot about you. Don't tell me tonight that God is not on the throne. Hallelujah. God took a prostitute by the name of Rahab. Amen. And he put her into the lineage, the Jewish lineage. And she was mentioned in the name of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because she took a stand for what was right. Because she stepped out in faith and she did something for the kingdom of God. There's something that happens when you step up and stand out. Hallelujah. God does not measure us by who we are or what we are, but God sees what we can be. Hallelujah. You've got to believe that tonight for yourself. I can preach to you, I'm red in the face and or blue in the face, but until you believe that God loves you, and until you believe that God has plans for you, and until you believe that God has not forgot about you, amen, it's all for nothing. Amen, it's all for nothing. Hallelujah. Talking about a God who doesn't change his mind. Hallelujah. He has not changed his mind today. You are still gifted. You are still called by God. Your best days are still ahead of you. Age ain't nothing but a number. Caleb and Joshua, I believe Caleb was 85 years old. He was still scoping out the land. He was still jumping up to say, hey, I'll do it. Amen. Age ain't nothing but a number to God. But what God is looking for tonight is availability for someone to say, God, send me, I'll go. God, pour into me one more time. God, I make myself available. And if this is you tonight, God, forgive me of what I've done. But God, pick me back up, God. Reestablish me. Reestablish my goings, God. Reestablish my direction, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no one that can stop you tonight but yourself. Hallelujah. No one that can stop you but yourself. The Bible talks about girding up the loins of your mind. Amen. And we need to sometimes get a hold of our mind and walk with God and trust God. When you don't know what else to do, amen, trust God. Paul said, I press toward the mark to the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. It wasn't in man. It's not in his situation, but it was in Christ he pressed. Paul went through so many different things in his ministry and in his life, and it never stopped him from doing what God had told him to do. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize, high prize in Christ Jesus. He understood what the purpose was. Amen. The purpose has got to be greater than our current condition. The purpose has got to be greater than our situation. The purpose has got to be greater than our perception tonight. The purpose has got to be greater. Amen. If you want God to use you, and you want God to bless you, amen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Let his purpose become your purpose. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I know it doesn't make sense. I said it just a few minutes ago. I wouldn't always do things the way God was. But you know what? When we seek God and we put God first, there is no telling what God can do in our lives. Hallelujah. We will never fulfill our God-given purpose without our faith being intact. I didn't say perfect faith. The Bible says just faith the size of a mustard seed. Just something. Give me something tonight, amen. I wonder if somebody's going to help me preach in here tonight. You don't need a lot of faith, but you just need a little bit of faith. Amen. If you're going to receive what God has from you, then you got to have faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Without our faith being intact, we will never fulfill our God-given purpose. You know, I often think about my mother. And me and my wife were talking about this yesterday from coming back from camp meeting on the long desert I-5. We talked about everything. Amen. But we were talking about my mother, and we were talking about, she was a good lady. She wasn't in church like she should have been. Faithfully in church. But there were so many things that my mother wanted to do for the Lord. She had such a good heart. She was a giver, and she loved God, and she was a worker, and she wanted to do so much for God. And she would always tell us all the things that she wanted to do, and we would hear about them, and she would share them with us. And my mother died in her 50s, very young, several years back already. And don't let it be said of you tonight, hyphen, Abundant Life Center, that you do not do what God has called you to do. Don't let it be said of you that there's so much to do, but you never get to do it. Don't let it be said of you that you never get to accomplish the God-given things that God has put in your heart, that God has put in front of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We've got to work. We've got to serve. We've got to be involved, amen, to see the hand of God come to fulfillment in our lives. Hallelujah. My message today is simple. Hallelujah. And it's don't give up because God's not done with you yet. Amen. God loves you. God hasn't repented over the things that he has spoken over you. Amen. If you're not having been doing things just right, or you haven't been doing things the way you need to, you know, you need to find a place before this message is over and find a place of repentance and say, God, here I am, God. Wash me tonight in your presence, God. God, take me, God, to that place, God, that you've promised me, God. Pick me up, Lord, and turn me around. Hallelujah, because God is not done with you yet. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I better get to my message now. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us a man named Job. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. For the sake of time, I'll just share a few things tonight about the life of Job. But the Bible tells us that he was a good man and that he loved God. And he resisted evil and he stood for righteousness. I believe tonight that I'm talking to a church that is a good church, that loves God. Amen, that is a righteous people. Amen, that resists evil tonight. Amen. But we know sometimes that even the good get weary. Amen. Even in doing good, you get weary. Amen. And so Job was a good man, the Bible says. It gives his credentials in the very opening passage. The chapter of the book, the Bible tells us that his family gets sick. They get sick and his kids get sick. And he begins to lose everything around him, including his cattle. His kids die. His friends turn on him. His wife even questions his faith in God. My God. And he makes these remarks. He makes these remarks in the scripture that I read. I believe it was 23 and 8 in Job. I'm not exactly sure, I don't have it here, but it says, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. And on the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." Job found himself a man of promise, a man of wealth, a man of gifting, a man that was blessed by God, a man that no doubt had relationship with God. He found himself asking, "God, where are you? God, I look to the left. God, I look to the right. God, I look in front. God, I look in back. But God, I cannot perceive you. God, I cannot see you, God. God, I'm losing everything that I got and I cannot see you." Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but I don't know if anybody's ever felt alone tonight. Amen. That no matter how hard you try and there's things that come up in your life, you cannot see God. You feel like God is not there. You feel like God is not on the left. And you feel like God is not on the right. You've looked and you've looked. Like David said, "I've cried unto you, Lord, in my distress." Hallelujah. You're looking for God. Hallelujah. But there are gaps in our lives. There are gaps in our lives. Amen. Where we may not feel God like we want to feel God. But I've come to tell you today that God is right there. That God has still got his hand on your life. That God still is calling you. That God still has gifted you. Hallelujah. 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 You're searching. You're searching. You come to church and sometimes you really don't feel it. And sometimes you really don't feel like it because you're so bombarded about your situation and what's going on and what you feel and what you don't feel and what you have and what you want. Amen. And you don't even feel like coming to the church. I'm just going to be honest. I've been there today. I'll preach to myself today. It really doesn't matter to me. Hallelujah. And sometimes we come out of obligation to save face, to say, "Oh, I'm okay. It's all good." But the reality is you cannot feel God and you cannot see God. Amen. But I've come to remind you tonight that God is with you and God still has a plan for your life tonight. Hallelujah. God has not forgot about you. God has not written you off no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like. God is right there with you. Amen. And when God does it right. Amen. You've got to trust the process tonight and trust that God is on the throne. You got to trust that God is holding your life in his hands. You got to trust that no matter what it looks like, that God is going to fulfill what he said he will fulfill in your life. Scripture says that God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. If God said it, it will come to pass. And Isaiah said, he said, "I am the Lord. Me and me alone. There is no other God beside me." Hallelujah. 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 And there's been times in our lives and there's gaps in our life. And there's legitimate situations in our lives. Where we feel, we have feelings and we go through things. And maybe it's a healing in your body. Maybe you've just been praying, "God, I need you to heal me. God, I know you're gonna heal me." And you're searching today. Amen. You're searching today. And I'm just here to remind you today that God is still with you. Amen. That God is using this to equip you, to make you better. Amen. Does anybody want to be better? Musicians, if you'll help me here tonight. Hallelujah. 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 There is a praise. There is a praise. And there is an understanding that comes from the struggle. Trials and struggles many times make us wiser. And they make us stronger. If we cling to the Master, we will be better. Amen. Job looked high, he looked low. And sometimes we find ourselves in that same place where we question God, or we question where we are in God, or we question the thing that has not happened yet. And I don't know the timing today because I don't want to be a liar. But I will tell you that the promises of God are yea and amen. And I will tell you that if God said it, that God can do it. Amen. But God is looking for faith. Could it be tonight that our faith has diminished? Could it be tonight that our faith has not been on par? I wonder what would happen if we would begin to elevate our faith towards God, and we would begin to believe again, and we will begin to lay hold of some things again tonight. Hallelujah, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says in David said, "Hear my cry, O Lord." David was hiding in a cave. David was hiding in a cave from people that were trying to kill him. David was saying, "God, I thought you anointed me to be a king. God, I thought I had a calling on my life. God, I thought you were going to use me, God. But God, I'm hiding in a cave. God, where are you? I cannot see you, God." And if that's you tonight, stand to your feet tonight. Amen. And just know tonight that God is for you, and that the gifts and the callings on your life are without repentance, and that God has not changed his mind, that God is going to do more than he said he was going to do tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let these gaps in our lives, let these gaps position us for the blessing and the calling of God. Let these situations engage us. Let them launch us into the destiny that God has called over us, that has spoken over us tonight. But you've got to believe. Hallelujah. These altars are open right now. Hallelujah. These altars are open right now. Hallelujah. Does anybody still believe that God can heal you? Does anybody still believe that God can intervene? Does anybody still believe that God is going to use and anoint your ministry tonight? Does anybody still believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him? Hallelujah. It's not by power. It's not by might. Hallelujah. But it's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the Lord tonight. Let's reach out to him.
This will be what you called me to be. I say yes. Lord, I agree, my desire passionately is to be what you called me to be. I will be what you called me to be. I say yes. My desire. you called me to be. I say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you called me to be. I will be what you called me to be. I say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you call me to be. I will be what you call me to be. I say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you've called me to be. I will be what you've called me to be. I say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you've called me to be. I will be what you've called me to be. Passionately is to be what you've called me to be. I will be what you've called me to be. I say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you called me to be. I will be what you called me to be. I'll say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what